I just feel like I'm in a studio in Wilshire Boulevard in LA right now.
I do too.
Yeah. You ready to spit?
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. No.
Do re mi, but I don't sing Mother Scratcher. I'm Cat Timpf.
Yeah, I don't sing.
The Body Snatcher. No? Alright. If you don't know by now, you better ask somebody. You can ask me. Because it's time for TNT.
Yes, it's a special episode.
Yes.
For Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. The once a year, there's a special day to celebrate the person that you like a lot or love.
Which I don't have. Last year, Valentine's Day, I went and ate a bunch of cookies at Kennedy's house.
Okay. I feel like it is one of the stupidest holidays ever invented because it forces arguments.
Yeah.
It ends relationships because the importance that it is put on to men and women through social media and...
Yeah, like, oh, look at my flowers for my boyfriend. Best boyfriend ever. I love you so much. It's like, you know what, guys? Thank you so much for posting your flowers, okay? You know, everybody really gives a Oh, wait. No one does.
And the commercialism to where you have to go out and spend large amounts of money on flowers and candy or whatever. But... And you're judged by how, not just the fact, the thought that counts doesn't mean anything anymore. It's the amount you spend. Like, to get someone a dozen roses used to be fine, but now if it's not 8 dozen roses, a bear, a balloon, chocolates.
You gotta do it for the gram.
You gotta do it. Yeah, 100%. You gotta do it for look what he did, or hashtag look what he didn't do. It never is about the relationship, because if it was about the relationship, all I needed was, hey, babe, it's a day. I just want to remind you that I'm glad you're in my life. Oh, you too, honey. Hug, kiss, and go about your day. Why do you need to share that?
Do you want to know the worst Valentine's Day experience that I ever had?
I would go with second worst, third worst, because I feel the worst is going to be really bad.
It's pretty bad.
All right, let's do it.
So I was sort of talking to this guy. We were like,
sort of talking.
We were basically dating.
Basically.
When I asked him if we were dating, he said about 90% dating.
90% dating.
So that should have been a red flag.
Dating.
Valentine's Day rolls around. I have not heard from him all day because I lived in D.C. at the time and he lived in New York, but I was out here all the time.
Right.
And then I check my email and his Valentine's Day thing he did for me was send me an e-card that said, Happy Black History Month is half over.
Wow, your racist boyfriend.
I was like, wow. Oh.
He had time to celebrate his racism. But you know what? That's your fault, because that's that 10% that he talked about.
Yeah.
90% his heart was to you, but 10% belonged to the Klan. And it was their day.
Where do you even get a card? Like I didn't know what to do. I remember my mom was still alive at the time I called her. I'm like, Mom, what the hell? I needed my mom. Like, it was so bad, I needed my mom.
Like, I know it's a special day, and maybe this is the day I explain to her how things work. Like, I will give you 90% of me, but 10% belongs to the Klan, I think.
Yeah.
There should have been another day. And think it's half over. Like, man.
I know.
For real?
I know. Look, I told you it was bad.
How did the conversation go after that?
I don't remember. I don't even remember.
So it wasn't, the dating life wasn't long. The 90%
no.
Dwindled after that, of course.
Yeah, that would be it, yeah.
And at the same time, I understand the Klan would be upset. You only give me 10% effort.
Oh, my gosh.
An e-card. And then again, it goes back to the team at the e-card, the fact that they had that on file.
Right.
Like, we have cards for everything. I mean, I guess it's a free country. Racist people should be allowed to celebrate their racism. I'm good with that, I guess. But on I guess you want to see where your heart was at.
Yeah.
I guess your reply would be like, I was thinking the same thing. And then he'd be like, guess what just happened?
That other
10%. You just got that 10%.
Damn. I guess I'm just not racist enough.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I got to be honest, you know, working with you, I appreciate that about you.
Thank
you. I was always like one of my favorite things about you.
That I'm not racist.
Like, hey, what's it like working with Kat? Well, she's not racist.
Not to brag.
You know, not to brag. She's really good eater.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing animal impersonations.
Mm-hmm.
And did I mention she's not racist?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you said it twice. Yeah, because I really like people who aren't racist to work with me because it would make things awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I have a pretty good bad Valentine's Day story.
Let's lay it on me.
So I was in college, and it seems like most bad things happen when you're in college.
A lot of bad things can happen, yeah.
So I got a Valentine's Day. I was dating a mysterious woman at the time. She never was around except on certain days. Wednesdays and Thursdays would be the only time I would see her. Like, that's when she would, like, we would hang out or whatever. And for Valentine's Day comes, and there's all these flowers and candies and teddy bears, et cetera. And it was like, happy Valentine's Day, my love. You're my reason for living. You're my inspiration. I'm so glad we have a life together. I'm thankful for our daughter. And I was like, we don't have a daughter. So I did, and at the bottom, love, Jonathan. So I thought this was a joke. I thought my boys were playing with me. Turns out, so she's married, and her husband, apparently she MapQuested to my dorm room. And he found it. So she explained to him that that was where she was working. She was working in the dorms part time. So he sent her Valentine's Day gift to surprise her at work. So, yeah.
So, and that's how you found out she was married.
That's how I found out she was married. That's how I found out that she had a daughter. And that's how I found out that, like, her dude really loved her.
Yeah, that's to believe that.
And to show that I'm not a bad guy, I called her up and I was like, hey, your Valentine's came to my dorm room, to the front desk of our dorm room. And she was like, oh, are you sure it's me? Because I didn't send you a Valentine's. And I was like, she's like, I figured I'd just see you tonight. I was like, yeah. And she actually was like, so what sending you Valentine's Day to where you thought it was me? And I was like, oh, I'll tell you what. Jonathan. And she was like, what?
Yeah, how did she get out of that?
And hung up.
She didn't even try.
Just hung up. So, you know, we just, we passed around. We went out, me and my boys went outside and we handed out roses to the girls walking around from Jonathan. And we were like, yo, Jonathan said happy Merry Valentine's. But that was the worst Valentine's Day. It was my gift, but wow. Yeah. Damn MapQuest. That damn
get you every time, man.
I'll
get you every time.
So, yeah, part-time job, working at the school, helping the youth. The local college, helping the youth. So, yeah, so Valentine's Day is. And I always have bad Valentine's Days just because my significant other is always more into it than I am. And I always wait to the last minute. So where they're like, we have some stems, sir. We can send some stems. We got nothing else. We have some baby's breath, some fern, and we got some orange carnations left from a birthday party. So yeah, that'll work. Yeah, that'll work. And what do you want to put on the card? You're cool. Love G. Like I have so much going on. I always forget. I procrastinate, so I'm terrible at Valentine's Day gifts in general. Do you ever give a Valentine's Day gift?
No.
Straight up. Because you're a woman or because you don't care?
Both. I don't expect anything from my partner when I have one either.
Okay.
Well, I don't really get into it.
You know what, though? Straight up, that is brilliant. Because you just eliminated arguments.
Yeah.
If you don't expect anything, so when he does actually do something,
right,
it's special and cool. And if he doesn't, it's already like, Kat, you might have. Everyone pay attention. This is some gold she's throwing here. This is knowledge,
don't
ladies.
Don't care.
What?
Don't care about Valentine's Day.
Okay, but you still care about your dude. It's not like, I don't care what you do. Yeah. Yeah, this is gold she's throwing here. Not that other stuff. I mean, you've thrown some gold before, but like, this is great advice.
Yeah, I remember.
Like, this is phenomenal advice, because if you don't set the bar so high, you'll be thankful for whatever you get.
Well, last time I had a boyfriend and we agreed, you know, like he was a comedian. He had to do a show on Valentine's Day and we weren't going to hang out. And so I was just sitting at home and he was like, are you at home? I said, yeah. And he came over and he brought me ice cream and flowers. Like, he surprised me.
Do we have an awe button?
He surprised me. Well, we broke up. So,
well, pause the awe.
We've since broken up.
But for that moment,
the ice cream and the flowers, and like, we had a great night.
Another thing that guys go wrong with on Valentine's Day, we automatically assume that's freak day.
Oh.
Like, we assume that's the day to ask for some sort of sexual act from our girl that normally she says no to. Like, it's Valentine's Day, you know, like. Because she'll say, hey, hun, what do you want for Valentine's Day? And the dudes will just look at him and be like, well, I have a list. Like, we think it's Christmas for our crotch. Like, it's like, that's what Valentine's Day is for us. Like, we're going to get her to, she's going to agree to do some stuff. Like, whatever it is, the normal time of the year, she's like, no. But, like, it's Valentine's Day, so okay, bruh, go to town, whatever you want. And guess what?
It's not the case.
Roses and chocolates don't trade well for acts of sexual stuff.
I'm going to try to throw my cup in the trash can again.
All right,
we're going to see if we can do 3 for 3.
All right.
All right?
All right.
Oh, sh-
streak.
Not even close.
Okay.
Streak's over. Damn it. Now I just threw trash on the floor.
You did. You really did. But, you know, I guess we can, now that we have
speaking of trash. Yeah, thank you. Florida politician accused of licking faces has resigned. We only want the nicest, most romantic stories here for
where is
this Valentine's
from?
Day. Florida, yeah. The Florida Commission on Ethics issued a report on its findings that Commissioner Nancy Oakley possibly violated state law because she was exhibiting inappropriate behavior when she licked the city manager's face at a fishing tournament in 2012.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's, yep. The report said there was testimony from multiple witnesses saying Oakley had also touched the then city manager inappropriately and that she was intoxicated.
Had to be.
Yeah. The city manager didn't report the incident out of fear of losing his job. The Commission of Ethics reported he filed a formal complaint against Oakley in 2017 when she filed for reelection. Upon election, she and another commissioner and the newly elected mayor suspended the city manager, who says they knew the ethics complaint against Oakley was pending. Oakley resigned to avoid being fired. Since the issue was brought to light in public, others have said Oakley behaved in a similar manner towards them. The sponsor of the fishing tournament where Oakley allegedly licked the city manager said she had licked his face and the faces of volunteers at other fishing tournaments.
Just
Tyrus, this woman,
licker.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this woman is a serial licker.
Licker. You know, it's a disgusting habit.
Yeah.
It really is. It's like eating while you're working.
Yeah, you're eating while you're on a podcast.
So
we can hear you eating your yogurt parfait.
It's not parfait, and I love a damn good parfait, but this is like just straight up yogurt.
It's got fruit in it. It's
antioxidant. Blueberries and strawberries are good for you. But since it's Valentine's Day, I thought I would, in entourage, or what is it? Not entourage. Entourage would be a group of people eating with me. In homage of all the ladies and guys out there who didn't get Valentine's Day, who are stuffing their face with food to try to like compensate the pain of being alone, I just wanted to let you guys know that you're not alone out there. And this is really good. But to your point, what she did with the face looking is 100% disgusting.
Ew.
I have never been, like, just to lick somebody's face. Could you just imagine somebody like I'm licking yogurt right now on a spoon? Unacceptable. Just rotten. And at what point did her – this is really good. This is really good.
You're grossing me out. This is going directly into my ears.
You know,
let
me explain something to you. It's Valentine's Day, and if I want to be a little upset.
Oh, come on.
And have a little yogurt. This could be ice cream.
Ew. I can hear the yogurt and your saliva mixing.
That's not saliva. That's honey. Because at the bottom of my yogurt is a little treat, and it's honey. And honey, for those of you who are not getting called honey today because nobody loves you, you might want to try this too. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just doing eating that giant box of candy you got for that person who didn't give you nothing back, and you want to be like, well, I'll just eat this candy, have a yogurt instead with some blueberries, strawberry, and just a scotch of honey. It's phenomenal. Now I'm back.
I'm glad that this face-licking lady resigned, because that's disgusting.
I would. She should fight that.
She should fight it.
Yeah.
Who's running around? That would be like licking your coworker's face. Like, that'd be like if I walked in the green room from the Gutfeld show and just licked you.
In my face?
On your face. Or if I licked Greg's face.
Yeah, you know
I have
what?
No when interest in that.
Yeah, that's...
I have no interest in licking... I don't lick anyone's face.
I don't think even in the most intense lovemaking with somebody that you love the most, I think that'd be like a sound... Do we have the sound of a record stopping? Because I feel like that... I think that would stop the mood if someone just licks your face. I feel like that's too much. Like, don't lick... I don't think any age group... Sir, you in the back, are you good with licking a face? Like, someone licked your face, would you be upset? Would that be frowned upon? You know what? The gentleman, older gentleman in the back says, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I gotta be honest. You know, he's seen some stuff. He's got some wisdom. He's like, I don't know. So I'm going to go with, I don't know. You know,
for all the reasons that you have to.
That's a great sound effect, by the way.
For all the reasons you would have to resign because you had an overpowering compulsion to lick faces.
I feel like I would have to see the face licking in action before I can make a judgment. You know, is it like an old like 80s rock video where it's like just slow like kiss lick like blah, like Devin just did a good example of it. I can't wait till you get cameras in here. You know, or is it like I'm going to stick my tongue on a frozen pole, kind of like just kind of stick out and touch it. Like, is it like a hole? Is it like a
well,
happy dog?
Well, it probably
dog?
Escalated.
Yeah. I mean,
most things escalate.
Most things don't start. Like every good serial killer, there's the first time.
Right.
It doesn't go so well. And then the detective is like, he's learning.
Yeah.
He's building over time. You get like a Morgan Freeman type to come on. Like the licking started first as a peck. And then as she built victims, it became a full-on lick. And then, you know how she was caught? There was a DNA sample taken from a unhappy fisherman where she left saliva on his cheek. What was later?
There were witnesses. She was doing it in front of people.
Oh, she was arrogant.
She was, yeah, she was bold and she was brash and she was licking faces.
Like she just grabbed somebody by the face?
Apparently, on a fishing trip.
But you know what? Here's the hypocrisy of all this. If somebody's dog runs up to you and licks your face, everyone goes, oh.
Because dogs are idiots.
Oh, the dog likes you. She's licking your face. Oh.
So what you're saying is maybe she was actually a dog in a human's body. So,
okay, here's an example. Speaking of someone, like, let's take Nora, for example, who works on the crew of the Greg Gutfeld Show, which you can see on
Saturday nights
at 10 p.m. Eastern, featuring Kat Timpf and myself. She writes poems. She translates poems from her dog.
Yes, she does.
And if you are caught sitting anywhere near her, she will read them to you.
Yeah, you can't get away.
And she'll come up to you on her knees and be like, you have a second? And want to look at my phone. Look at my dog. These are our doggy poems. And it's about chewing bottles. And then she goes, this is what he wrote. I remember. I need new teeth. I remember. I like your stuff. I love you. Is that about right?
It's about right.
That's about right. And I'm thinking in my head, what in the blue is going on here? And how can I get out of this? But she's translating, you know, and when it's over, I feel like someone licked my face because I couldn't get out of it. And so
I got to defend Nora here for a second because breaking news. I have full-on conversations with my cat. I have a voice for him.
But do you corner people at work and go, hey, Tyrus, check this out. Me and my cat had the craziest argument last night.
My cat goes, hey,
I'll translate.
He goes, hey, ma'am. That's what he sounds like.
I'm
like, hey, how are you?
Cartman
I'm like,
from
how
South
are you?
Park?
No, it's a little similar. He's like, hey, ma'am. Hey, ma'am, I'm Cheems. Cheems, your name is Cheems, not Cheems. Yeah, I'm Cheems. And he's a big Republican, we fight all the time because I'm a libertarian. And I'm like super pro immigration. He's always like, build a wall. And I'm like, Ma, I'm like, Cheens, no. And he's like, Mom, I want to build a wall. We got to keep out the terrorists. And I say, Cheens, they're terrorists. And he says, that's what I said, terrorists.
What and the blue is going on.
Yeah.
You know what?
I want to be a politician. Jeans, how did you get here?
He wasn't elected. He was not elected official.
Yeah.
So I guess that would be the people voted for him. Did the people have the information that she licked faces?
No.
Was she on the campaign trail? Vote for me is a lick in the face for you. You know, like form a line. We're going to get this in. Cups of water in case my mouth gets dry. You know, it's just maybe she needs to apologize for licking faces instead of resigning. And speaking of apology.
Yes.
Delta apologized for napkins, urging passengers to give phone numbers to their plane crush.
Ugh, I've never had a plane crush. I always get stuck next to some ogre.
Okay. Go screw yourself, Kat. I'm done. I will not be called these names anymore. I'm not an ogre. I'm a human being.
I didn't call you an ogre.
Although we've technically never really flown anywhere together. No. So maybe not. But when I hear ogre, I always think of myself.
Oh.
This is from The Hill. Delta Airlines apologized and said it has begun pulling promotional Diet Coke in-flight napkins after passengers complained that their messages is creepy. Delta said that it missed the mark with the napkins, which urged passengers to add their phone numbers and give them to their plane crush and begin pulling them recently. Coca-Cola also apologized for the napkins and said that they were working with the airline to replace them with other designs. Photos of the napkins circulated in social media last month saying, because you're on a plane full of interesting people and, hey, you never know. Okay. You know what? I know. A plane trip is time for self-reflection, maybe a movie watch, maybe Kat hiding under a blanket, vaping because it's her right as a libertarian.
Yes.
For me, napping in an uncomfortable chair. It is not the time for the dating game.
Especially every time I'm on a plane, 100% of the time I'm on a plane,
100%.
I look bad. I'm wearing grotesque.
Do you look bad or you feel bad? There's a difference.
Both. I wear sweatpants that are too short for me. They're my plain pants. My
so you're
cozy.
Showing off a lot of ankle.
And I wear...
cross mix signals.
And I wear socks and sandals because it's the easiest way to get through.
Hashtag beatnik. All right.
Yeah, it's all the right. easiest because then
picture.
You can just slide your
picture here,
you can just
gentlemen.
Slide your shoes off and then put them in the bin, but then you don't got to go barefoot. So, I mean, it really is the best way to
and
travel.
You won't see any of that because she's hiding under a cloak.
I do hide under a blanket. I bring a blanket and I vape underneath
not
that.
Not just the vape, just to hide from society in general.
So.
Here's the other issue I have with that. You cannot leave. So let's say we're on a plane and I decide to write my phone number on a napkin and then slide it to you. And this is before takeoff. And we got 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You look down and you go, sir, excuse me, I'm married.
Right.
And then how dare you? And then I have to take it back. And now we have 8 hours of flight time together.
Right.
With you knowing that I was trying. I'm sorry. Are you tired?
Yeah, a little
bit.
Did
you need a nap?
Yeah,
you want to take five? Come back?
I can't. I have to do Shaloo after this.
Oh, well, oh my gosh. Well, let's just keep rolling. Poor tired cat. My story was making her tired.
Sorry.
See, this would be another awkward 8-hour flight. Like, we just wouldn't talk. But then you can't make eye contact for the rest of the flight, because every time I go to look out the window, she'd be like, sir, please stop. I said I didn't want your number. Please stop undressing me with your eyes. Oh, I'm trying to look out the window. Right, yeah, right. There's a window on the other side, sir. So if you could please, you know, at some point, then she'll do the awkward press the button for the flight attendant and go, is there another seat available? And the flight attendant's like, why? Is there something wrong with the seat? No, there's nothing wrong with the seat, but he's trying to give me my phone number. I'm just not comfortable. And then the attendant looks at you like, sir. Like, really? Yes, I'll see what I can do. And then they start asking people, excuse me, do you mind switching seats with her? He apparently was trying to give her a phone number, and it's just really uncomfortable. And then everybody knows that you struck out.
Yeah, it would be like this one time, I wrote a note to a boy saying, will you go out with me? His name was Scott Kalinowski. If you're listening, Scott.
You made a huge mistake, Scott.
Yeah. And
because Timf is back.
But then I lost the note and somebody found it on the bus and gave it to him. And he spent the whole bus ride waving it around and going, no, I will not go out with you.
Oh, what a.
In the sixth grade.
So yeah. He was old enough to know.
He knew it was me.
Now, when I got notes, I got one note. And mine was from Betty Downing. Betty, if you're out there, I did make the right choice, though. And it was, do you like me? Check the box, yes or no. If yes, will you be my boyfriend? If no, you're stupid. And I was nervous. I jumped the gun and I stood up in class and said, teacher, Betty's sending me notes. And because I didn't want to answer. It was just too much pressure. And Mrs. Freeband came over. And in the third grade, it was not a big deal. Miss Freeband came over. And this was before I knew what it was to be a snitch. This is before.
I was going to say snitch.
This is when you follow the rules in school. Like you don't run with scissors. You don't pass notes. And I just said, Miss Freeband. And I didn't know what stupid was. I had a hard time reading that word. It was the third grade, so I didn't know what it was. But I told on her because I hated girls. Girls were the enemy when I was in the third grade. Boys didn't play with girls. Like, ew, a girl's looking at you. Like, we really just were. I know now it's not fashionable anymore. I guess everybody's all inclusive. But boys did not want to. I did not want to play. If a girl showed up, even if she was gifted, she was a girl, and I wanted nothing to do with her. Oh, that's Father Time telling me to get with it. But yeah, I was anti-girl as a young boy. Like we didn't play with them. Like we teased them, and like I guess now it would be like I guess it was full-blown sexual harassment. I'm sorry, ladies. I used to pull their ponytails or something, or you tease them because the deal was to get the girl to chase you, and if she chased you, like that was romance back then. Like now, it's literally looking back now, like to the entire third grade class in Betty Downey. I'm very sorry that I used to like. Liked getting chased by the girl. Like, that was the thing. Like, you said something to make him mad. Sasheen Washington, if you're out there from the fourth grade, I'm sorry about Sasheen the washing machine. Give her clothes, she'll make it clean. I'm sorry. But our hopscotch games that we played when no one else was around will always live with me. So, sorry when people are around, I would kick your marker away. And no, it was real hopscotch. It was the fourth grade, Devin. Late bloomer. It was safe. Kat.
Yes.
It was safe, Kat. Like,
all right.
Hopscotch still means hopscotch. Do you know what hopscotch is, Kat?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's the game where you like hop on scotch.
No, it's not a drinking game for children, Kat.
No,
damn it, Kat. Seriously, you don't know what it is?
Yeah. I used to play it when I was little.
What'd you make it with?
With chalk.
Okay. Three squares that you hop on one foot.
Yeah, you hop on one foot. But it's more than three squares.
And then there's two that you hop on 2 feet. Then there's one in the middle. Then there's two. And then there's one. And you turn around. But you got to throw your marker, and then you jump over your marker while you do it. And I used to play this with Sasheen because we had to wait after school for the bus. So,
well, that's nice. You know what else is nice?
What's nice, Kat?
I don't know.
Naming a cockroach is nice, Kat.
Yeah, naming a cockroach after an ex for Valentine's Day. And the zoo will feed it to meerkats. A Texas zoo is offering a unique way to cope. Workers will feed a cockroach stand-in named after your ex to the meerkats. The El Paso Zoo calls it the perfect Valentine's Day gift and will display the cockroach names, first and last initial, on Facebook. According to the post, they'll be streaming live on Facebook starting February 11th as the meerkat mob devours the roaches.
That's amazing.
El Paso's isn't the only zoo to use widely reviled insects as part of a Valentine's Day promotion. New York City's Bronx Zoo is once again selling naming rights to its 4-inch Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
Those are fun.
England's Hemsley Conservation Center will also name a cockroach after the person of your choosing in exchange for a donation. I don't see why you'd want to do this because in a way it's like you're still kind of spending money on your ex.
Boom. So right. Not to mention you also, ex still has the power.
Yeah.
What if you've moved on?
Right.
And you get caught buying, I'm going to buy a cockroach, name it after my ex, and have something eat it. I'd be like,
you need a
still yeah. stuck on him?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, for real? So why don't you call him and stop wasting my time? Like, if you're still thinking about your ex, then there's no reason to have a new anything because you need to get through that. Like, I think this is bad decision making. It's bad marketing. it you also sends the wrong. Do you really want people who want to see things eaten and devoured as revenge for not wanting to be with me anymore? Whatever happened to, like, it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
Move your own direction. Why does somebody have to, something have to die because your love didn't work out?
I agree.
Like this, I don't see any bright side of this. I don't see any side of the argument. It's like, this is really good for me.
Yeah. Like, and it's like,
I'm killing something named my ex.
Yeah. I don't imagine that being therapeutic at all. And not just because I'm friends with all my exes.
What?
Yeah, I'm friends with all my exes.
I'm friends with none.
I'm friends with every single one.
How is that possible?
Except for my high school ex.
Well,
I don't
know. Well, that guy, he brandished a note. Like, hey, everybody.
My high school ex-boyfriend is, he's engaged now. Very happy for him. But we don't talk.
That was literally the most melatonin, non-emotional.
I broke up with him. I'm not.
I'm very happy for him, and I wish him the best in his future endeavors.
I broke
I'm
up with
so
him.
So happy for him, everybody. This is my. I'm trying to act like I give a damn voice, but I really don't, and it's beneath me to even talk about it. But I'll just get through it. I think naming something after your ex and killing it is the reason why they left your ass in the first place.
Yeah.
You're too petty and childish, and you need to grow up.
I agree.
I think that's a fact. And speaking of facts, Valentine's Day facts and deals. This is news to me because, again, I just don't like Valentine's Day for the consumer part of it, to where you are forced to buy things. And a lot of times, some of us don't have the extra cheese for this Valentine's Day. Like, it's expensive and it's a waste of money. And there should be non-expense ways to show the person you're with you care about them. You know, draw them a damn picture. Sing them a song or something, you know. And this is, these numbers are staggering to me. Consumers spend upwards to $20 billion on flowers. Well, there's your wall, guys. candy and other items for Valentine's Day, according to the National Retail Federation. Hooters is giving away 10 free boneless wings. Oh, we got a sale, son. To anyone who shreds a picture of their ex special someone. You must buy 10 wings to first participate, of course. Again, the X. What the hell's with the X? It's called X for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any pictures of my ex hanging around.
No, and that, if you did, that means you're pining.
Yeah.
The five most common items purchased for the holidays and their average prices, according to Bankrate, are a box of chocolates, $15.11. Diamond earrings, $323.26. A dozen roses, $41.66. Dinner for two, $80. Where the hell are they eating? $80? That's two drinks in New York. You're out of your mind. That number's off. And a bottle of champagne, $51.54. What is that, a screw top? This supports my whole argument. Why do you have to spend money to show somebody that you care about them?
I don't think you should have to.
And also, you made a great point earlier when you said you're doing it for the what?
The gram.
The gram.
Everyone's doing it for the gram. Everyone's saying, love my boyfriend. Look, I have the best boyfriend ever. He surprised me at work with these flowers. I love you so much. I don't know how I could get through life with that.
And probably they're showing their butt too, Kat.
That noise was me killing myself. Lights.
Yeah, one more time. You don't want to hear that sound because that means Kat Timpf is no longer with us, and Kat Timpf is back.
I'm back.
So we don't need her
committing suicide.
Yeah, but this is I just don't feel like, and it's great hearing this from a woman's point of view.
Yeah.
The only downside is the fact that you're habitually single. So while your thought process is much respected, apparently it's not being used or utilized by dating women. Because I'm sure they would disagree with everything you're saying right now.
Yeah, probably.
Which is depressing because I think you make a lot of sense.
Thank you. You know what doesn't make sense?
Ketchup and caviar?
Yeah, ketchup and caviar.
Yes! Tell me what I've won!
Heinz is releasing a limited batch of what it calls, quote, these, quote, little pearls of ketchup as part of a Valentine's Day themed sweepstakes. People can vie for one of 150 jars of the concoction by tweeting Heinz ketchup caviar and sweeps. I don't want to eat. What?
What?
What's how would that even dip? How do you dip it?
Hashtag
how
sweeps.
How do you dip a fry into the little what? It needs to be a liquid or a smoothie-ish consistency. It needs to be the consistency of a sauce in order to perform as a sauce.
I don't know.
I don't care for it.
But what does sweeps have to do with it?
You got to win the sweepstakes.
Oh, for some ketchup and a pearl.
Yeah.
And then the other heartbreaking news is that Krispy Kreme is looking for someone to fill the void because of the
Nico, the maker of the
hearts, the V-Day favorite conversation hearts, is bankrupt. So, you know, and good thing those things only last for a millennial. So millennium, not millennial the person, millennium the time. Sorry. So, they don't have anything to sprinkle on a donut to hurt your teeth when you bite into it. So I guess the marketing team for Krispy Kremes is stuck because what are we going to do now since we can't have hearts with words on it? Like, what do we do now, guys? What do we do now? And
they taste like
Okay. Couples can send sweet messages to their sweets on donuts topped with icing. So there it goes. All I had to do was investigate. So now you can write. Again, are you going to save it or eat it? You're going to eat it.
Well, you got to post to the gram first.
Oh, yes. You got to feed the beast before you feed your belly. You got to put it on with your butt out with a donut that says, yeah, love the glutes. Have a glutey Valentine's Day, everybody. Because Kat hates that. It's not right to show your butt on the
butts belong in clothes, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Spoken like a true grandmother. And then couples can send sweet messages. We talked about that. And donuts topped with icing. Comes in four flavors: cake batter, strawberries and cream, raspberry filled, and chocolate cream filled.
Cake. I'd love a cake batter donut right now.
I'm a jelly donut guy, and yeah. I've proved that on the show several times. Several times I've proved that. But you know what? Is there really a bad donut?
No.
Especially on Valentine's Day. And, you know, I guess, you know what? We should probably leave them with some words of wisdom. Because I feel like this has been, you know, we've always had themes on our show. Like we've had positivity. We've had smooth. Mm-hmm. We've had religious. I feel like today was about knowledge. I feel like it was a teachable moment when it comes to Valentine's Day. Like we were literally two philosophers sitting on a mountaintop just dropping knowledge, giving gold. Like this was a golden episode when it comes to like how to deal with love. Your advice, while probably will never be used because people don't think with their brain, I've learned a lot, and I'm hoping it helps me in an argument when I don't send roses.
Yeah.
So I can be like, yo, Kat Timp, you know, Professor Timp says,
yeah,
and I quote, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
Hashtag I don't care. So anything you want to tell the masses on this Valentine's Day to help them get through this extremely expensive, trying, and ultimately heartbreaking experience?
If you're alone.
Word.
It's okay.
If I'm you're alone, alone, it's okay. Yeah. Everybody say, let's take it one step further. Right. If I'm alone, it's okay.
Yeah.
We'll say it together.
If I'm alone, it's okay.
Yes.
All right, and please, with me, everyone.
Yeah, everyone
ready?
Together.
If I'm alone,
it's okay.
And if you're not alone, keep your flowers and off social media.
Yeah, shut up and keep your bullshit happiness to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay? Because nobody cares.
Yeah.
We get it. You're happy.
We get it.
You're in love. But no one wants to see that.
Nope.
Especially on Instagram. And you keep your butts in your pants if you are happy. And if you are alone, one thing, fellas, no fake news. No fake pictures, no model pictures talking about honeys in Niagara Falls this weekend. So I'm binge watching The Purge, which yours truly was in. You can catch that on iTunes or Amazon. It's out on DVD if you're still living that life. But so again, it's okay to be alone. It's okay not to buy flowers. And it's okay to check us out and more podcasts. You go to foxnews.podcast.com. Rate and review this podcast because you've been listening to Tyrus and Timp. And please do not forget, so important, do not forget to subscribe to this podcast, because if you subscribe to this podcast, it's okay.
Yeah, and send us pterodactyls.
It's okay.